The way forward is the way back. All forms of beauty, like all possible phenomena, wrote Baudelaire, contain an element of the eternal and an element of the transitory, of the absolute and the particular. In a perfect balance of feeling and form, Roa's poignant scene meets Baudelaire's requirement, for nothing expresses the ephemeral better than flowers. Roses or sun verbenas, they perish all too soon, a metaphor for human transience and fragility. The eternal and the absolute are elements artists have sought in the formalities of realism and the fragments of abstraction, on the same pathway, one step forward, two steps back. And scientists likewise, for rarely does excellent science or art occur without reference to past knowledge and principle. In Sun's Flowers, Roa probes the precariousness of existence, space and time, life and death. His realistic representation of natural objects in decline provokes speculation, not only on the passage of time and inevitability of death, but for us also on disease, which unduly hastens the process. In an unending circle, old scourges become new, among them tuberculosis, a hornet's nest of multiple drug resistance, and now extensive resistance to second-line drugs, raising the specter of potentially untreatable disease. Roa sought essence in the staying power of exacting detail. In science, too, on the same pathway, sometimes solutions lie simply in the core values. Treatment standards, effective precautions, improved technology, and better medicines, vaccines, and diagnostic tests.